The Synod on Synodality in the Catholic Church was a multi-year initiative aimed at fostering a greater participation, communion, and mission among all the members of the church worldwide. Now, it was launched in 2021. It was designed to draw local Catholics and national bishop conferences, religious orders, and curial officials into this extended period of consultation and discernment. It culminated with the 2023 assembly in Rome and a final document just 1 year later. In his new book, Word, Sacrament, Charism, The Risk and Opportunities of a Synodal Church, Cardinal Mark Ouellette offers us an ecclesiological key for a better understanding and practice of a synodal church. And Cardinal Ouellette is bold to highlight the charismatic dimension of the church that has been neglected. Cardinal Ouellette was appointed Archbishop of Quebec and Primate of Canada. He was created Cardinal by Pope John Paul II, and in 2010, Pope Benedict appointed him Prefect of the Congregation for Bishops and President of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. And it is with great pleasure I have him with us today. Good morning, Your Eminence. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Morning, and thank you for inviting me.
We appreciate your time today. Before we begin to discuss your book, Cardinal Ouellette, you held the position under Pope Benedict in the Congregation of Bishops. That's the same role that our new Pope Leo XIV held before his election. Kind of share with me a little bit about how you feel that this position in the congregation helped prepare him to be elected our new Pope.
Yes, thank you for this question. So I had the privilege to welcome Cardinal Prévost. He was just Bishop Prévost at the time in 2020 as a member of the Dicastery for Bishops. So he was participating. So we had conversation, and so he was he became more acquainted with the Curia. With the knowledge of the Curia. So so he would meet several other bishops in the plenaries of our dicastery, you know, to choose and to prepare the appointments of bishops. So it was a very good experience for him, for the Pope. One of his main tasks is to appoint bishops and to follow the government of bishops in the church. So this is a very important task. So and he could, as my successor, as a prefect of the dicastery, he could meet Pope Francis every week for more or less 1 hour, you know, to discuss with him these appointments. So that was a very good school for him, you know, to be acquainted, you know, to be familiarized with the role of the Pope on the one hand, and to get to know the Curia, how it works.
If you are just tuning in, Cardinal Mark Ouellette is joining us today. We are excited to have His Eminence with us as we look at the election of a new Pope in this role and also a new book looking back at the Synod. Cardinal Ouellette, you were a part of the Synod from its very beginning. In the overall view of this Synod for our world, what was the goal? What were we trying to do? What was Pope Francis trying to do in gathering really information from across the corners of the earth?
Yes. So we were trying to work better together as a church, as a church community. So between bishops, priests, religious, to, as we say with the word synod, to walk together in fraternal consultation, sharing, you know, listening to each other, praying together. So that's the experience we have been doing in the two general synods, you know, of 2023 and 24. And it was done also in a climate of fraternity, prayer and conversation in the spirit. So really, it was a good experience. So I enjoyed it, and I think it was positive for all the participants. And so the goal was to learn to build communion together, to do better in listening to each other and accept the different points of view, and making coming to common decision so that the community will be more united, and so the witness of the community will be better for the mission, for all the aspects of mission, the influence on society, the care of the poor, the preaching of the gospel, all the aspects of church life, the witness of loving one another. That's the basis of the gospel,
Of course.
And that's what we have to care and to develop even more in our time.
Cardinal, in your book, of course, Bishop Robert Barron here in the United States offered his thoughts on your books, and he said, central to Cardinal Ouellette's argument is that synodality, at its best, is an outgrowth of the theology of the Holy Spirit developed by the Fathers of Vatican II. So now, in your view, looking back at this process, was that achieved throughout the synod?
It was partially achieved. So I just mentioned the Holy Spirit. That was part of our conversation. But I would have expected more focus on Christ and more focus on the sacraments. Because, to walk together as people of God, we have to become more aware that God is walking with us through the sacraments of the church, through the Holy Eucharist. That's the place where God is the most present among us. And so my sense was that we did not insist enough on the spiritual dimension of synodality. We've been focusing very much on sociology of synodality. That means how to organize the community, how to do consultation, to get to decide together in as much as possible. And so we had a sort of sense of organization of the church.
Cardinal Mark Ouellette joining us today. We are honored to have him as our guest here on The Morning Blend as we talk about his new book, Word, Sacrament, Charism, The Risks and Opportunities of a Synodal Church. It is available through Ignatius Press. Cardinal, we've had such a wonderful conversation this morning, and I want to know more about your views on this church and how it is organized versus how we need to live the life of Christ through it. I am coming up against my break. Please stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour. And I am back this morning with Cardinal Mark Ouellette. He is joining us today to talk more about his new book, Word, Sacrament, Charism, The Risk and Opportunities of a Synodal Church. In 2002, Cardinal Ouellette was appointed Archbishop of Quebec and created a cardinal by Pope John Paul II. And in 2010, Pope Benedict XVI appointed him Prefect of the Congregation for Bishops. Cardinal Ouellette, I am honored to have you join us this morning. Thank you so much for your time today. As we ended our first segment, we began to discuss the church and the way that it is organized. But you also recognize that we need to move beyond just being the organization.
The church is more than an organization. The church is the Trinitarian communion that is present among us. And so we have to integrate better the mystery of the church, the dimension of the mystery of the church. And this was lacking. But the process of synodality, this research in the church is a long process. So we will have opportunities to deepen the process. And that's why I wrote this book, to help think of synodality in terms in other terms, and that are complementary as regard what we've been doing. So, but I am happy with what was achieved, but I think we should go further.
And the book that Cardinal Ouellette is talking about, a new book from Ignatius Press. It is Word, Sacrament, Charism, The Risks and Opportunities of a Synodal Church. Cardinal Ouellette, you spoke of your hopes in of a Christ-centered and Christ-led synod. Now, you also say, as part of this book, in our desire to for reforms, that we are also losing sight of the one perfect model, and that is our Blessed Mother. Why is she so central, in your opinion, to this entire process, and how can she be that North Star that continues to guide us towards her Son?
Yes, that's a good question. That's an important question in my book, because I am a disciple of Hans von Balthasar, a Swiss theologian, that was saying and repeating, and the popes have picked up this say that in the church, Mary is more important than Peter. Mary more important than Peter. Because, Mary, that is the basis of the church. The faith of Mary, that is as the at the at the real origin of the mystery of the incarnation. So this is the basic of the church. If you don't have the faith of Mary, you don't have the community of baptized. And so there is no place for ministry, for Peter and all the ministers, if you don't have the basic community, and that's the Marian faith that is fundamental in the church. So my assessment is that we think of organizing the church, but we do not think enough to hand on the faith and to care for the transmission of the faith, to the education of the faith, and that's one of my point of the Marian dimension. And or we look at Mary only as a model. She is a model of listening, of taking care, but she is more than a model. She is our mother in faith. A mother is more than is not giving only an example, is giving life, is giving life to us, the life of faith. That's what is, according to my humble opinion, lacking in our ecclesiology. And that's why I mentioned it in my book.
Well, Cardinal Ouellette, I would take your humble opinion as a good cardinal of the Catholic Church with very, very high regard. And of course, here at Mater Dei Radio, she is our North Star, and everything that we do is because of her life and her love for her people, and of course, always leading us to her Son. Well, some final thoughts, Cardinal Ouellette. Again, we are so thankful for your time today. You use these three words in the title: Word, Sacrament, Charism. Now, with those three ideas, how do you find these to be lived out in the future of our church going forward?
So the provocation of my book is charism. To put charism together at the same level as the word sacrament and charism. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. If we want to be a missionary church, we need charisms. So think of Saint Benedict, Saint Francis, Saint Dominic, Saint Ignatius, and all the feminine communities in the world that have done the evangelization of the world. You know, that's through charism. And that's, if we want to be a missionary church, we need vocations. Vocations to religious life, to consecrated life, to lay consecrated, to married life, and all vocation. I think synodality is a great opportunity to encourage vocation, to foster vocations, and to involve more people in giving their life for the gospel, because that's the enthusiasm of faith that makes you give your life to the Lord and to be instrument for spreading the gospel. So I think the process of synodality has this as the goal. That's the main goal of the process of synodality, in my view. And I think we have more to do in that sense.
Well, excellent. We are thankful for your book and your words this morning. We appreciate it very, very much. Cardinal Ouellette, before we part today, will you offer us a prayer and your cardinal's blessing?
Yes, thank you. So I think of all your auditors and all their needs and their sufferings, and I invoke the compassion of Our Lady, our mother in the faith, to be close to each one of you and to obtain for us the gift of the Holy Spirit, for being better Christians, better sons of and daughters of Mary, and also better witness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Cardinal Ouellette, thank you so very much for your time today. And again, the name of his book, Word, Sacrament, Charism, The Risk and Opportunities of a Synodal Church. It is now available through Ignatius Press. Cardinal Ouellette, thank you very much. God bless you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for your invitation again.